You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and today we're speaking with instructors from the UAS Social Sciences Department. Welcome, Laura Vess. Hey, Laura.
Hi, thanks for having us, Shelley.
And David Noon. Hi, David.
Hello, how are you?
Good. And Jennifer Welsh. Hello.
Hi, great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you all here. To begin, I'd like to hear from each of you about yourselves and what you do in this department, your specializations, the classes that you teach. Laura, let's start with you. You're the department chair, right?
Yeah, thank you. So I am the department chair, but more to the relevance of talking about fall is I'm the sociologist that teaches on campus. We also have classes that are online. This year's a little mixed up. So I teach intro to sociology. I teach classes like environmental sociology, sociology of food. This fall, I'm teaching a class on gender, which is one of my favorite courses to teach at UAS.
David, you're next.
Yeah, my name's David Noon. I teach American history on the Juno campus of UAS. I've been there since 2002. I teach all the U.S. courses. I'm the only U.S.-based historian here, so I teach pretty much anything that I want or need to. This semester, I've got the first half of the U.S. survey, which covers everything from pre-contact up through the end of the Civil War and Reconstruction. And then I've got this course that I do on presidential elections every 4 years. So I'm running that again. But I teach a variety of stuff. I've taught courses on violence in American history. I'm teaching a course in the spring on monsters in American history. So I pretty much get to do whatever I please.
And Jennifer, last but not least, and you're also the newest member of the faculty there. So would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Jen Welsh, and I am indeed new this fall at UAS. I teach a wide range of European and global history classes, primarily Asian history classes. And this fall, I'm teaching the first half of the World History Survey, which goes from the origins of humanity up through about 1500, so it goes up to about Columbus and exploration and so on. I'm teaching ancient civilizations, which is pretty much what it says, looking at a variety of ancient cultures around the world, medieval Europe, and a class focusing on the Silk Road. They are all online and asynchronous.
And can you say what asynchronous means, please?
Oh, yes. So asynchronous means that it is an online class that you can really do at your own pace. It is not meeting all together at a specific time. It is designed to be really very flexible for people.
That's really interesting. And you're all teaching a lot of classes this year, so you'll be very busy. Laura, we've heard from several UAS representatives already this month about shifting to online classes. Are you planning to teach any in-person classes in your department this semester?
Yeah, good question. Actually, we are. I think both Dave and I are offering a few courses as what's called a hybrid. So for my introduction to sociology and the gender class, I'm setting up the format of the class so that a lot of the work is asynchronous, but once a week, both those classes will meet face-to-face on campus for discussion. So with masks, with social distancing, but giving students and me that opportunity to have some of those in-depth discussions, which are often a little trickier online, not impossible. And at least my approach is we'll do that for as long as it's safe to do so. If the weather is ever nice, we can meet outside. But just giving students a little bit of a chance to interact face-to-face. And then, as I said, if we need to go fully online, we will.
David, presidential elections. That sounds like a really interesting class. Is there, or how would you say you've, hold on, let me restate that. How has the way you usually prepare for this class changed for 2020?
Well, in terms of format, that class is going to be offered online. We will meet via either a platform called Collaborate Ultra or Zoom once a week on Wednesday evenings at the regular class time. We will not be meeting in person unless things dramatically change over the course of the semester and we feel comfortable doing that. So the format has changed in a way that requires me to kind of rethink the course a little bit. But obviously every time there's a presidential election, you have the opportunity to view prior elections going all the way back to the first one that we start with, was just 1800. Up to the present through the lens of what's currently happening. So certainly we will spend some time looking at elections that have taken place during particular crises, 1864 in the middle of the Civil War, or 1944 in the middle of World War II. So that's one way that things have changed. Surely there will be others. We do spend a lot of time in that course talking about whatever campaign happens to be going on at the moment. So in 2016 and 2012, the previous times I taught, we would, spend 20, 30 minutes each class period kind of, gabbing about the campaign of that year.
Jennifer, it seems like teaching online is somewhat advantageous to you since you have not yet physically relocated to Juneau, correct?
Yes, that's true. It's good for me in terms of being able to kind of be teaching remotely. But I'm also very fortunate that I've taught a lot of classes online before, so it's not something brand new. It's something that I've kind of done for a while, and I've located a lot of great online resources for the various classes I'm teaching, and I really look forward to sharing those with students because there's some really fun stuff out there.
And it seems as if attending classes online has some advantages for the students too. Laura, will folks who do not live in Southeast be able to enroll in classes?
Yes. As I said, most of the classes, both in social science and at UAS in general, are online. The few that aren't, at least in social science, are, again, my gender class, but that's always offered alternatively through Ketchikan. So either spring or next year, students can take the same class online. And then probably other folks that you've talked to at UAS, there are some science labs and art classes that'll be in person, also following the same safety protocols. So it won't be your typical on-campus sort of fall term, but there will still be some people about, just not real close to each other.
For those who don't live here in Southeast, don't live in the region, but are enrolling in UAS classes and taking them online, is there a plan for those students when in-person learning resumes, or will they just have to figure it out?
That's a good question, too. For our degree, the Bachelor of Arts in Social Science, you can obtain that degree totally online. We have colleagues in Ketchikan who for years have been teaching all of their courses online, and we coordinate with them. So if somebody, say, in Wrangell enrolls, doesn't want to move to Juneau, they can take classes online through any professor this year. And then, say, in spring, if for some reason we're back on campus, they can still continue to get a Bachelor of Arts in Social Science degree. That's not necessarily true for all degrees. So, I'm kind of plugging social science that ours is available fully online, but it gives a lot of options to students if they enroll this year, decide they really are ready for college and love it. They don't necessarily have to come to campus in a future year to get this particular degree.
Well, that's great. It sounds like there's a lot of flexibility and, as you said, a lot of options. Well, I don't have to tell you three that UAS has faced a number of challenges in the last year, from budget cuts to the looming possibility of a merger and now a pandemic. So how has the social sciences department demonstrated resilience? David, let's start with you.
How have we demonstrated resilience? We have lost faculty. Our department has shrunk significantly over the last couple of years. And that means that all of us have had to take on, you know, extra burdens, extra responsibilities. It's good, not only in our department, but across UAS in general, that it's a collegial atmosphere. And I think that that has served us well. You know, we work pretty effectively together across departmental lines and within our own programs. So that's good. We've also hired new faculty like Jen. We're really excited to have her on board. And, you know, we're as optimistic as you can possibly be, having been pummeled by political and financial and epidemiological crises. So good for us.
Laura, anything to add?
That was a good answer, Dave. I would say that, you know, I've been at UAS a little over 8 years, and I was at another university beforehand. And the folks at UAS, staff, faculty, administrators, really rally around the students. And honestly, for me, that is why I am wanting to meet in person to some degree with students this fall, is that they're really what drives my commitment. And I think they're what drives UAS's commitment. And in that sense, the students help us to be resilient.
Jennifer, again, you're the newest member here, but what are you excited about for this fall semester?
I am really excited about working with the students. I've been emailing back and forth with some of them, and they're just really engaged, and they're, you know, willing to reach out to faculty and ask questions about classes, which I think is great. And I'm really excited to work with the people up at UAS, because, you know, even though it's all been kind of email and Zoom chat, it's just been incredibly supportive, incredibly collegial, fantastically student focused, and I'm really excited about it.
That's great to hear. Laura Vess, David Noon, Jennifer Welsh, all from the UAS Social Sciences Department, thank you so much for speaking with me today. Are there any last thoughts that you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye? Laura, I can start with you.
I want to thank you for having us, and just let folks know that it's not too late to enroll. I'm not sure what the last enrollment date is, but if you decide even a week into the term that, hey, I really did want to take that class, you still can. You can get in touch with advisors at UAS, and we'll get you set up and take in some classes this fall.
David or Jennifer, any last thoughts?
Sort of building off of what Laura said, I would say definitely reach out to professors teaching a class you're interested in, or reach out to, you know, the department. We're very happy to talk to you about classes you might be interested in, or just generally enrolling in the program.
David?
Many seats, virtual and actual, available in all our classes.
Great. So if you want to do it, just dive in. And Laura, you get the very last word. Where can we go online to find more information? I know that the UAS website has all the info, but where can we specifically find your department?
If you go to uas.alaska.edu and type in social science, we will pop up. And if you're really, really lost, you can find me, Laura Vess, L-E-Vess, that's V as in Victor, E-S-S, at alaska.edu.
Thanks, all three of you, for talking with me today, and I hope you have a great fall semester.
Thank you.
Thank you.